USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Election officials in Georgia's 159 counties have begun a hand tally of the presidential race that stems from an audit required by state law. The law requires that one race be audited by hand to check that the machines counted the ballots accurately. Georgia does use Dominion voting machines that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton called flawed and open to unauthorized changes, and the reason Texas won't use them.
Well, we tested this, I think, three different times from 2012 until more recently, and each time we found system failures, hardware and software, and we discovered that, that these systems were subject to different types of unauthorized manipulation and potential fraud.
With Washington lawmakers tossing around another lockdown due to COVID-19 infections on the rise, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday his state will not participate in a national lockdown. The governor adds a six-week national lockdown is totally and completely beyond reasonableness. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A manhunt is underway in Arkansas after a police officer from Delta Inn West Helena is shot and killed overnight. Latarius Howard was last seen driving a maroon SUV in East Arkansas. The Commerce Department said it will delay enforcement of its order that would have effectively made TikTok mobile app inoperable, citing an order from Federal District Court Judge Wendy Beadlestone on October 30th. Judge Beadlestone, appointed by Barack Obama in 2014, ruled that the Commerce Department's order presents a threat to the robust exchange of information materials. The Trump administration has been critical of TikTok, saying the Chinese-owned company shares Americans' information with the communist government. China on Friday congratulated Joe Biden, who is expected to be a lot softer on China than President Trump if the former VP becomes president. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. Trump labeled the communist nation a security threat, and its unfair trade practices led to America imposing very high tariffs on imported Chinese goods. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Major League Baseball Cy Young Awards were announced for both leagues. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football saw the Colts beat the Titans 34-17 at Nissan Stadium in Music City. Winning quarterback Philip Rivers on NFL Network says the team is looking forward.
Green Bay in 9-10 days will be the biggest one of the year because that's the one we're playing. But, you know, we're just a team that's continuing to get better. And all the teams I've been a part of and just being around the league for a long time, the teams that are playing the best in November and December are the ones that get to play in January and ultimately you hope to play in February. So we just got to continue to improve, but we need to win along the way. And this is a huge game. Every game's huge the rest of the way out. And I love these Thursday night games, especially after a win. You get that mini bye, and then we get to regroup and get ready for Green Bay.
Next week for the teams, the Colts will host Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The Titans will travel to the Baltimore Ravens. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.